Hello and welcome back to the Wonder Woman podcast show. My name is Renata Sophia Müller and I'm so honored to have a wonderful podcast interview guest here today. And her name is Nadine. And we had such a wonderful interview together and I can't wait to share it with you all. So this episode is all about activating your own serenity and remembering who you truly are, and also unleashing your most authentic self with this world. So we need you and your most authentic self. We need you to be who you truly are and to unleash your wonderful soul song, your soul frequency with the world so everyone can benefit. So yeah, let's do this. I'm super excited to have the wonderful Nadine today in my podcast today. Nadine is a multi-levels mentor, a seer, and a channel. And Nadine, thank you so much for being here on my podcast today.
Oh my goodness, thank you for having me. It is such an honor and pleasure to chat with you and to meet your audience.
Yes, I'm really excited about our chat today. And before we start, would you like to introduce yourself in your own words so people get to know you a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. So I do deep transformational energy and mindset work with female entrepreneurs and pretty much with women all over the world who choose to move deeper with themselves, who really choose to embody themselves, their higher levels and beyond any limitations, like really living sovereignty from the inside out to go back into their innate knowingness and beingness and who they are from a divine point, the very frequency that they are. So that's the kind of work that I get to do.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds so divine. Yeah, I love what you said, the sovereignty part, because I really stand for, you know, sovereign leadership and helping also women remembering who they really are on a deep soul level. So before we even dive deeper into any topics today, I always ask my interview guests about their story. And I really would love to know where you kind of came from, because a lot of times we see the person where they are at now, and we don't really see the whole picture. So let's say we go back like 5 years, or we can even go back further. Who was Nadine back then, before you all started your own business, before you stepped into all these transformational work with women? Yeah, what was your life like back then?
Oh man, the Nadine 6 years ago was a very different version of me, even though this version of me already was alive, but it was just reclaiming her, remembering her, and really honoring her and bringing her back to life, because my life used to look very different. I was in a very toxic marriage and relationship for 9 years. 6 years ago is pretty much when I chose me for the first time. I chose my path. I chose my heart. I chose my health, honestly, because I had completely lost myself in the ocean of shoulds and have tos and how things should look like, be like. I also had two stepchildren, so I helped raise them for 9 years and they were my babies. So there were a lot of things happening. There were a lot of depression, a lot of toxicity in my life, a lot of anger, helplessness, sickness and illnesses. And I had just reached a point within my own life where I really questioned, why am I doing what I'm doing? Like, how did I even get here? You know, I feel like we all have this point in life where things just like come rolling down out of nowhere. And you're like, I can't believe that's my own life. And how come I'm not taking better care of myself. Like, how did I even end up here? You know, when I actually had envisioned a completely different life for myself, a whole different experience. And that's when I really started to lead myself, to walk myself into sovereignty, you know, from a place of constant anxiety and panic. You know, I moved through so much density and intensity within my body and all the toxicity, and letting myself move beyond those levels, you know, those energetic charges, the magnetics that keep holding us stuck there, and really breaking free, you know, breaking myself free, breaking free of all the generational patterns and behaviors, and, you know, living my mom's life and her life, and really breaking that domino effect, you know.
Yeah, and I know that so much from my own life too, that we just end up living someone else's life. And
we do.
yeah, and we're not even aware of it sometimes. We just, you know, because of all these social conditioning and how our parents raised us, all that expectations from society, they really influence us. And I believe that's why a lot of, especially women, they don't feel brave enough to step into their own power and to realize that they can be the creator of their own life and that they're actually a sovereign being. So I really would love to know, for every woman out there as well who's maybe feeling like you right now, or who's also been, yeah, who can just really resonate with your own story right now, how can you really lead yourself out of the situation? How can you step more into your own power, into your own sovereignty?
For me, that was truly remembering me and putting my heart at the forefront. And I feel like that is something we females are so inclined, because we're raised to care of others before we take care of our own needs and desires and our heart's calls. And so for me, that was always, I was always constantly pleasing others, making sure others were happy and healthy, and the kids and my ex-husband back then, and I completely forgot about myself. So this is why when I got divorced and I left the house, and that literally happened from one day to the next, I left without anything. Like I lost my home, all my money, my car. I had to give up my first business, which I had back then. But how to lead yourself through that is really remember your beingness, like the inner softness of your heart, like leading yourself from a place of what would you do if you had a baby in your hands? Because honestly, we all have our own inner child or very little baby in our hands, and we're the only ones to take care of it, right? Like, it's up to you to nurture your inner child, to nurture the sovereign and limitless being. But we're being so confined in what we've been taught and told and what we've seen. So it's like digging yourself through all this to really come to meet the essence of you, which is that very softness and innocence that you see in little children, right? In little babies. And like, remember that that's you, you know? And what would you do with the baby? You know, the baby needs you. So for me, that was the key point for my journey. I constantly reminded myself, this is you. This is the little child. She's moved through so much. I've had a very catalyzing childhood. Like, life has been one evolution and one growth portal after the next. So you can either become the victim of your journey, or you can choose to actually lead yourself into a whole new direction, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You always have the choice, and you're not powerless. Society really wants you to believe that we don't have, you know, we don't have choice of our own life. Yeah, that we like puppets, and we We're so controlled by all the outside forces. And I believe that for such a long time that life was just happening to me and that life is not happening for me. But it's really a small little shift also in your consciousness that you do to realize, oh no, life is actually happening for me. Everything that happened in the past is happening for me. Every hurt, every pain, every trauma that was happening for my soul evolution and for my soul growth, and that there was absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing. A lot of times we judge ourselves so much for all the things that happened to us, and we think we're such a bad person for all the things that we did to other people and so on. But yeah, I also love the part that you said about taking care of your inner child and letting her know that she is safe. She's safe to be seen. Yeah, that was so, so beautiful. Thank you, Nadine.
Yeah, I feel like as women, you know, especially in nowadays society, we're so inclined that we constantly need to show up in our power. And you hear so much about power, power women, you know, like, but it is totally like, I honestly believe our most divine power, like the divine force that we all are, non-dependent on masculine or feminine, but just the force that you are, you know, the light that you are, the consciousness that you are, is non-restricted, you know?
Yes. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
it is the innocence and that softness that we're actually so afraid to share and show, because we don't want to be seen as weak or vulnerable, when actually that is the portal home for all of us, because we come from that place. We are love. So vulnerability and rawness and realness that like connects us as people. But no, none of us wants to be vulnerable or real or raw, you know?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to show up as your most authentic you with your strength and what you consider weakness, because I honestly don't think there is such a thing. It's just you seeing it as that, you know, because you grew up a certain way. You may have been judged for something. Someone else may see what you see as a weakness as the most powerful strength ever.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, vulnerability is strength.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can really relate to this, that we, at some point in our lives, because we had so much pain, maybe also for relationships, that we just close off our heart, and we create these heart walls around our heart, and we believe that we're so much safer, without letting anyone in, and without, you know, showing who we truly are to people, because we're so afraid, of being hurt again. And so we don't really show our true authentic selves anymore, and we're not really vulnerable anymore. Whereas that's where the real magic happens, if you do let people in, if you do start to be vulnerable. And so what is maybe one practice that you would like to share with women here that maybe you do on a regular basis to open up your heart space and also maybe your heart consciousness?
Goodness. I think just breathing, first of all, and knowing that you are so much greater than your thoughts, so much greater than your emotions, so much greater than what you can imagine, and just really take yourself out of those limiting thought forms and internal dialogues that keep repeating themselves, because those are identifications, labels, you know, they're not actually you. And it's you giving yourself permission to say, it's actually not me, that liberates your heart and your beingness a little further. And then you continue to really allow yourself to, what fills me up, what makes me enjoy this life most, you know, What is it that sparks my soul on fire, you know, and to let yourself go there.
Yeah, allowing yourself to go there to these spaces.
I can so relate to what you shared earlier, because one of the greatest challenges I found myself in when I lost everything and I pretty much had to move back home to my parents, which was moving back all the way to Europe after having my own home, my own family. Like, it was a whole, it was the most radical awakening for me personally, but really coming to term to learn to trust my heart again, to learn to trust my decisions again, like finding this trust and this knowingness and this level of embracement of my decisions and not judging myself for like, oh goodness, you know, you follow your heart, like look at where it got you. You know, like judging your decisions when you came from a certain frequency, you came to move through a certain state to actually become more of you. And when the heart aches, is what I've learned, is it's really your ego. It's your ego that feels unsafe. It's your ego that feels hurt. It's your ego that does not want to be vulnerable, you know? But your heart can actually not be broken.
Yes.
It is the most multidimensional thing out there. It's who you really are. And it is infinite. It cannot be touched.
Yeah, your heart can't be broken. I love what you said there, because it's so true. Your heart can take so much more than you actually think. It's a real muscle. Yeah, and it's really about coming back to the heart over and over and over again, and coming out of your mind and connecting back to this heart space. And I believe that's how we also will ascend as humanity. A lot of people talk about, you know, moving from 3D into the 5D world, the new earth, building the new earth. And I would love to talk about that actually now. So what is in your eyes moving into these new earth, and what is 5D?
We are in it. We are literally here for it. We called this shift in, like, you can feel the collective frequency being, it's literally being raised and elevated every single day. This is where you're going to see things come up. You're going to feel more density come up, more patterns and behaviors that actually never served you, that actually were never you, that, you know, that no longer, that are actually holding you back from experiencing you, like the real you. Not the thoughts that you think you are, not, you know, the beliefs, like your true essence, you know, your true beingness beyond the 3D. And it's all happening already, you know. The earth, when you see things happening on the planet, that is Mother Nature shifting and releasing energetic charges that have been there for eons and thousands of years. So there are energetic structures that are falling apart for the very first time, which is so beautiful. Actually, I feel like humanity should be celebrating every single day, because we have not made it this far, where we actually stayed in our bodies and we chose to rise with and within our bodies, you know, where we didn't step out of the body.
Yes, and we are really here to experience it in our bodies. And I feel that's where a lot of spiritual people also think it's more about, you know, leaving this body, leaving this world. But I really believe, no, it's actually not about that. It's becoming actually more embodied in our bodies. And
yes,
and becoming one with everything that we are, with all our soul memory, with with our soul network, and also connecting more with Mother Gaia, and just birthing like a new world that way, that just knowing that we are all loved, that we are all one. And yes, we do have all these, let's say, programs, densities, distortions in our field, but we're here to really clear them. And especially for New Earth feminine leaders who really call to make a really big change in this world, that can feel sometimes like so much to carry on their shoulders, because we know that we came here, also called star seeds, we're here to really bring the shift in consciousness, but of course sometimes it just feels like so much to us, and we also feel so alone maybe, and that we don't have anything to give into this world. So what was your journey like there?
So I can totally relate to feeling alone. And I honestly believe that's the part of us that knows that we are starseeds. We know a different world where there is less of the feeling of separation, where the body looks different. It's a whole different experience. So being in a physicality on planet Earth is a very different experience. And we know this. We may not consciously remember it, but when you feel alone, you feel this disconnect, and you remember there's a different level of connection available to you. And it's really you allowing and letting in the love through others, because this is why we're here, to co-create with others, you know, to experience love through one another, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite way to connect to yourself, to your essence and your being?
For me, it comes very natural today. It wasn't always that way, because I used to doubt and question my abilities a lot. Now I can turn them on and off, but I used to be in hiding a lot, and being brave enough to be me is actually what brought my senses to a whole new level, you know, of being capable to feel and see and experience consciousness, energies through different eyes, honestly.
Yes. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, sometimes we can also get really into our heads, you know, like, how do we connect to ourselves, you know, or how do we do this? And I believe, like, at the beginning, it's really about reprogramming your mind and always coming back to your heart. So for example, what I just love to do is always, yeah, like even breathing into my heart and connecting with my heart and asking what it really, really needs at the moment. Also something that I did at the beginning as well, because I wasn't sometimes sure about some of the things that I asked my soul guides, for example, or I used to actually have a pendulum. And I feel like that's a really cool way. Okay, I just double check with my pendulum if that was the right thing to do now. So are there any things that you like to do on a regular basis?
Yeah, I find that funny, the pendulum, how our mental part like always needs proof. Like it's constantly looking for, well, you know, is that true? Like it questions us when the truth is like so instantaneous and so clear and crisp. It's like before you can even think that feeling, that thought, that knowing that's your truth right there. You don't have to, you know, it's like so easeful and so beautiful the way that it comes to us in such a natural way that we almost make it complicated, more complicated than it needs to be. So for me, it's honestly just being present in the moment, being present to my body, asking myself how I'm feeling, and then asking again, like, how are you really feeling? You know, like moving into myself layer after layer and really letting myself breathe and be open and honest and experiencing myself from that place of like care and love and nurture and knowing there is no judgment, there is no right or wrong, there is no guilt, no shame. You know, you're just moving through the stage of becoming you, remembering you, you know, and it's amazing, you know, it blows my mind to this day what we are capable of. And we're the most extraordinary beings, you know, and we forget, we get lost in the mind chatter, we get lost in the societal things that seem so important. When the most important part is being you and being present to you, you know.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes we can get really lost in the outside noises, and
Yes.
we start to think like, you know, we should, like, I feel like that's where we get off track, when we don't check in with ourselves first. And if we look for answers outside of us, and we start to believe, oh, there's something wrong with us, we should do it like this person, like, especially in the online world, in the business world. We look so much for, like, how do other women do business? And I've been there, really. I've been there a couple of years ago, actually. And I just always looked for, like, my mentors, what they're doing. But the thing is, it wasn't me. Like, it wasn't meant for me. And a lot of times, you know, even when I did some practical things for business, it didn't really work out, because it wasn't really meant for my soul. And it was just not really aligned. And that, like, I really learned that the hard way, that I always have to come back to my own inner truth, to what my soul, what my heart really, really, truly desires, and to just know that I've got my own back, and no one out there knows the answers. No one out there knows it better than me.
Yes.
And to really, to really know that so much within every cell of your own being. And I feel like also on this journey, we can be so hard on ourselves. Yeah, so I love what you're saying, to really nurture yourself, to be really gentle with your own being, because the ascension journey is not an easy journey.
Oh no. If you signed up for embodiment and deep levels of sovereignty, you're one of the brave ones. You're one of the courageous ones who are leading the way, like literally, because it takes a lot. And we love ease and gratification, instant gratification today. And this is not it. But again, the work you do for you, it cannot be touched. It is eternal and infinite. Everything you do for yourself, every part of you that you remember, it's within you, you know, for infinity. And I totally agree with you. It's so easy to be like distracted by others in the entrepreneurial world, and getting lost in comparing and competing, and really forgetting about your brilliance, your magnificence. You know, you literally are like every individual, everyone listening to this, you have your own unique frequency. You have your own unique light. It's like your own multidimensional fingerprint that is unique in the entire quantum, in the entire universe. And I think we, again, the noise, it gets so loud, but the beautiful thing, and what I love about us women who come into conversations like this, who lead from a place of heart, who lead from a place of remembrance, is that we bring together this peace for all of us, where we remember, hey, wait, you can be in your absolute brilliance. I can be in my absolute brilliance. We can create something magnificent together. You know, like, it doesn't take away from your brilliance. It's like the amplification of us, you know, like creating more impact, like the expansion of the energy and raising the vibration together, you know, instead of competing and comparing. It's this us together.
Yes, the togetherness, and together is always better. And Oh my God, I think that's such a huge thing as well for us women to compete and to compare ourselves. And but it's like a really 3D thing to do, I would say. It's like a really old paradigm thing. And that's what we always learned. Like we have so many slave codes within our field. And yeah, it's like, well, I have to shine brighter than you, because if I don't do that, I'm not good enough, and I'm just
Right.
actually afraid that you might be much better than me. But this is such a, it's such a trap, this thinking, because it doesn't really lead you anywhere. And also with your frequency, this is not abundance frequency. This is not law frequency. This is not unity consciousness at all. This is like more, the victim consciousness again, where we just think everyone is against each other and we're separate, which is really not true, because we are all here to spark each other alive and to remember together like who we truly are on a soul level. And we have so much power as women, and when we come together in circle, in togetherness, we can really co-create a wonder, like magic, miracles. And that's where I feel like we're really moving towards more community and doing things together and contributing to a better world. And yeah, so oh my God, I just love that you were talking about this, because it's so important. So
Yeah, and especially I love this. Yes, it really is all about coming together from a place of not competing or comparing, but like acknowledging everybody's greatness and magnificence, you know. And we got to remember, you have your own unique voice. I have my very own unique voice. We may be talking about the same thing, but we may be helping other people because we speak to other people through different frequencies. So someone may be able to hear you better than me. Someone may hear me and say, "Oh my God, I've been waiting for her my whole life because I can finally hear it. I've heard it from 20 people say this before and I didn't get it. It didn't land in my body. It didn't make sense. I heard her say it and I understand it, you know, because we all carry our own voice or own levels of embodiment or own codes. There's so much more to who we are, and it's just because it's not visible or tangible in that way. This conversation right now is taking place beyond just you and me chatting too, and beyond our, you know, the words, like it's happening on a dimensional level, you know. We're creating, we're holding space for people to receive this, to open up, to step into a whole new vibration for themselves, you know, to really remember themselves. And I love that you create this space. I so appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Nadine. It's my absolute pleasure. And yeah, absolutely. It does take place on a whole new level, on a whole different levels in the quantum, I would say, where it's like a ripple effect. And so I think it's also so important to remember, whatever you do, don't expect straight away, some likes on social media or whatever you put out there, because whatever you're putting out there, it's coding the consciousness of the world. It's literally changing the frequency of the world.
I was just thinking, it's just also so important to know. Just because someone cannot hear you doesn't mean what you have to give to the world is so valuable. It's just when someone doesn't respond to it, they may not be able to receive it yet. They may not be at that stage of their ascension yet. They're not there to receive the magnitude, the energetics. They may be a step away, you know, it doesn't matter, but we're all at perfect, like there's this perfectly divine timing where we meet, the ones meet, we get together, the ones that are ready to hear, that are ready to listen, that are ready and willing to move on and forward, to move past those ego structures and ego levels and all the confinements we've created for ourselves for so long, and it's so time that we just remember our innate beingness, you know?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Oh, so beautiful, Nadine. So I have a few more questions before we end our conversation today. So I always ask a few questions my interview guests at the end. So one of them is there a book you would recommend someone on their ascension journey, or a book that really touched your life?
I'm going to be very vulnerable here. I hardly read. I used to not like reading as a little kid already. It would be just like the books with the most pictures in it would be the kind of book I'd grab. But I have to admit,
But to
because
be
I've
honest,
honestly.
I'm not really reading that much either, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I get activated nowadays through podcasts like this, you know, like for me, it's mostly about I want to connect to someone, I want to feel them, I want to see where they at, I want to experience them. Like, yes, you can get that through a book, very, very much so. But I actually find myself not reading a whole lot. I used to read a lot of self-growth and development books when I was a teenager. It was like everything Hay House and my gosh. But nowadays, honestly, I just go to the source within me and yeah, nature. No, nature will also teach you a lot.
Yeah, nature is the greatest teacher. So yeah, beautiful what you said, and I can really relate. I don't really read myself that many books, to be honest, nowadays.
Yeah, and I love Brené Brown, but you know, there's like TED Talks, like those things. I actually prefer that. I'm a very visual person and audio oriented. So those are the things, you know, like Bruce Lipton, like there's so much wisdom. But again, I just love consuming through hearing and watching videos, you know.
Yes, and that's beautiful that you know that for yourself, and we can really check in with ourselves as well, like how do I want to, you know, consume? Like, do you want to read something or audio, visuals? Like, it's really important to get to know yourself and what you're really passionate about. And to also not judge yourself for not reading enough books, for example, because I did it in the past. I'm like, I should read all these books and get all this knowledge, but I'm a manifesting generator, I'm a human design. So I have a lot of passions, and so I couldn't really read for hours on end. I was more like, okay, I'm reading a little bit, and then I'm like, no, okay, now something else.
That's the beauty. I totally get that about like audiobooks. You can fast forward, speed it up.
Yes. Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. So
I love that too.
Nadine, imagine I would give you now a microphone, and this microphone is connected to every radio station on Earth, to every TV show on Earth, and every human on Earth could actually listen to you right now. So imagine you would have like a few minutes time to tell the world something which is really, really on your heart. What would you like to share?
I think I'd want to give them a shout out for their courage and to really acknowledge the journey they've been on and to really embrace themselves for how far they've come, that they continue to walk that walk, that they continue to follow their hearts, you know, that there really is nowhere to get other than finding this level of sovereignty within you, and that comes with you being committed to you. And it's the most, like, that to me is the most beautiful thing out there that cannot be bought by anything. You know, it's you making it available and accessing and unlocking it for you, and shining that light for others once you have embodied this level, like you continue to give and give when you actually give and nurture to yourself from a place of love. It's not selfish.
No, not at all. No, absolutely not. It's the most beautiful thing you can do for yourself, and you really come first, because if you are taking care of yourself first, then you can truly look after other people. And yeah, so that's a beautiful, beautiful finish to our interview. So Nadine, thank you so much for this beautiful interview, for this beautiful chat we had together here today. It was such an honor to meet you. And
oh my goodness, such a pleasure connecting with you and co-creating this conversation here together. It means the absolute world to share my voice. I deeply appreciate you for holding space for this conversation for us. Thank you.
Oh, you're so, so welcome, Nadine. Rock on with your work. You're doing so, so, so amazing, and we really need more women like you in this world. So for anyone who would like to connect with you, how can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at UniWanderer. The reason why it's called UniWanderer, there's actually, you need to go check that out, actually. I'm not going to share that right at the end of this podcast. You just need to come check out my page. I would absolutely love to have you come on over. Or you can also find me on Facebook at my profile, Nadine Sabatiel. I know that's a tricky name. But I host and hold masterclasses, programs. There's so many immersions you can really drop yourself into, dive into deeper. There's private mentorship if you want to really go deep and really meet yourself and embody yourself to the extent of becoming limitless and really sovereign, you know, within your body, within your thoughts, within your experience of this life.
Yeah, wonderful, amazing. I will put everything also in the show notes, how to contact you, your Instagram, and yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Is there a current offering that you're doing at the moment?
I have a free guide, which is, I feel like, the perfect portal to access my world to and to get a feel for what I'm doing. So I always love to make sure people are aware of that as well. And you can find that on my link, on my bio link on Instagram. I'll also share that with you. But the next program coming up is all about becoming your most magnetic self, all about really embodying the consciousness and light beingness that you are beyond anything you've ever heard and been taught or think you are. Like, we'll move beyond that, even your soul levels, because you are the force that gives your soul life. And there's beyond the Akashic records. So this is how far we'll go in my world.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Oh my goodness.
It's powerful work. It really is. And it needs a lot of presence. Like, the women in my world, they are very present beings. They really, they're true beacons of heart and light. And their bravery, their courage, they are the greatest humans in the world.
Oh my god.
Including you, for holding space for conversation like this, because not everyone is willing to receive it, to hear it, to be a part of it, you know.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I'm so with you there. Yeah, it's one of the most bravest journeys you can be really on, to do this kind of work and to talk about it as well in public. And yeah, we're really paving a new way here, for humanity to share their voices, to share their truth, because let's be real, it hasn't been that easy in
no
past lives to really speak up, especially as women. So,
and that's where we're headed, you know, with this work, with the continuation of the collective rise of humanity, of planet Earth, it we're moving towards lightness, you know, so more ease, more flow. Like it may not feel that way because density comes up before anything. Like you got to make room for the light. And so you're going to feel the density and the crumbling first. And to our ego, that's very frightening and scary because we think that's what keeps us safe. We think we need something to hold on to, but it's actually the freedom on the other end. It takes a lot of courage to walk yourself there.
Yes, yeah, it does. But it can be also then the most epic journeys of your life, right?
Oh, yes.
Worth
Oh,
it.
it can be one of the most extraordinary things. And this is why you're honestly here, to experience all your senses, your beingness in a body. You cannot do this anywhere else. And I promise you, if you weren't here, you'd want to come down to planet Earth and say, I want to be a part of that.
That's why we chose to come here, right? To experience ourselves and to be like,
yeah.
Oh, what is it like to be on planet Earth? Let's see.
It's like, man, they're having a party without me. I want to get down there.
I'm missing out.
I know. So you may feel like you don't want to be here, but trust me, you'd be like, man, I want to be down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's so funny. Anyway, Nadine, thank you so much for your presence here today. And yeah, sending
my
you
absolute pleasure and honor meeting all of you ladies.
Yeah, sending you so much love and talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, my love. Thank you.
So I do hope from the bottom of my heart you could take away so many beautiful wisdom nuggets from this episode. This was a really, really special one and I absolutely loved connecting with Nadine. So if you would like to connect with her, you can find all her information in the show notes. And please let us know, how did you like this episode? What was your biggest takeaway? And this is so, so important to us because we want to build a community as well. I would love to build a community around this podcast here and to just connect, contribute together, and yeah, rise together. So yeah, you can send me an email under renatasophiamuller@gmail.com or you can connect at Renata Sophia Müller on Instagram. So yeah, we will be so happy to hear from you. Have a beautiful rest of your day and see you soon.